Duke Energy Indiana plans to be coal-free by 2035 and have about 60% of its generating capacity be renewables in the next two decades. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that's according to the utility's latest 20-year plan.
Duke's plan speeds up the retirements of its coal units by an average of 4 years. It also hopes to add more than 7,000 megawatts of wind, solar, and energy storage. Stan Pinneger is the state president for Duke Energy Indiana.
Obviously, we'll be reducing carbon emissions significantly by 2030 and 2035. So it's a significant plan for us.
Duke also plans to keep its coal gasification plant in Edwardsport running, either converting it to natural gas or storing its carbon emissions underground. The company would also add a new natural gas plant. But Indiana climate activists say the plan doesn't keep pace with what's needed to curb the worst effects of climate change. They say Duke needs to stop burning coal by 2030 and shouldn't add any new natural gas. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Investor-owned utilities in Indiana make these long-term plans every 3 years. Duke officials say nothing is set in stone.